Ali, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Ruby. Good morning.
Now, what are the ingredients exactly in pepper spray?
Yes, pepper spray. It comes in different forms. Actually, it can be liquid, foam, or even aerosol. And it's got formulations that are typically a mixture of different ingredients, different substances that include compounds, primarily these compounds called capsaicinoids. And the other name for them is this chemical called oleoresin capsicum, or OC, which is really the active ingredient in these pepper sprays. And it's an oily mixture extracted from the popular plant, the chili peppers.
Right. And how do these ingredients make it have such an intense and, unless treated immediately, fairly long-lasting effect on people?
Yeah, there's a lot of studies that have gone on to understand their effects. There's really, importantly, physiological and pharmacological impacts on people. Primarily, they are skin and eye irritants. They can result in temporary blindness, difficulty in breathing, and burning sensation on the skin. So they can cause these coughing fits, and they can actually lead to fatalities through respiratory irritation and impaired breathing.
Well, that's exactly it. Like, it's good that you mention it because, COVID-19 is a respiratory illness. Irritants, would you say it would kind of make it worse?
I would say it does. I'm not an expert on a medical expert, but I would understand that you do need good ventilation, good respiratory performance, breathing during COVID infection. So it would certainly, I would say, exacerbate the COVID medical condition. Yes.
Right. Of course. And so, based on this, could pepper spray be classified as a tear gas by its properties alone?
It's an interesting question, Ruby. It's tear gas itself, if I can first say, is really not a gas. It's just a name that's given to this set of chemicals that are, sprayed indiscriminately in weaponized form. That's how we kind of know about them. And the classification of these chemicals follows a very rigid system, strict system. And you could understand that a chemical's flammability, for example, as a category, flammability category, is based on how easily the chemical will ignite. So, yes, on that property, flammable chemicals are classified. And if we come to chemicals that are toxic, for example, with a toxicity category, that can pull together these poisons, if you wish. And so, yes, it can be classified together as along with the gas chemicals. And, it's got potential for hazard and the same as the tear gas because it's got similar properties in the way it's also delivered is similar. So it can certainly be considered as a type of tear gas.
And just for a bit of further clarification, based on what we've been speaking about, would you consider pepper spray to be a chemical weapon based on its properties and its likeness to tear gas?
Yes, it can be weaponized, that's for sure, because, as I said earlier, it is a kind of tear gas chemical in a way. It's similar to that. It's an agent that is classified as a lacrimatory agent. So it attacks the mucous membranes, the eyes, and the respiratory system, as we said earlier. So these lacrimatory agents are or have been really weaponized way back in the battlefield in World War I. And, of course, now the chemicals weapons are banned through the Geneva Protocol, back in the 1920s. But unfortunately, these days they are being used by riot control, police and so on. So we are seeing them being used as weaponized agents. Yeah.
Of course. Well, Ali, thank you so much for joining us. It's been really great having you on the show to talk about this.
A pleasure, Ruby. Have a good day.
You too.